Now we're going to get into a very, very detailed part of a very big process that I'm going to really try to break down in the next half hour-ish and then answer questions. So close every time and onboard your clients into a program with an onboarding week agreement. Now, we have steps in our program, a lot of different steps in our program, but I'm going to talk about today, we're going to win this week by getting good at the close, right? There's four steps here, but we're going to close like champions, and we're going to talk everything about how to close in the next 30 minutes, all right? So in that, fancy graphics, the four components of our wonderful program is pre-appointment, at the appointment, at the table, at the close, right? So there's four components that all are equally important to make sure you're a top listing specialist. Today, we're going to be talking about component four. So in our List Like a Boss Master Series, you can come and learn all four in depth. We have live trainings here in Colorado that people have flown all over the country to join us for. So if you're not on our Facebook group, just check that out and you can see where to get all that awesome information. All right. So at the close, let's talk about it. Now, as we get into this, the biggest piece that we have to understand as we close is I'm going to show you a technique. I'm going to show you a document that we really are passionate about. Now, to understand this, I've always got to warn people, got to take this devil off your shoulder, which is the devil going, this wouldn't work for me. This would not work in my county. This would not work in my state. Blah, blah, blah. This is not possible. It is possible. We've had agents in Canada. We've had agents in Mexico. We've had agents in every state utilize this technique. The only challenge you're going to have is figuring out how it works for you. But it does work. Okay. Now, what I'm talking about, and if you haven't already written down that word, onboarding agreement. So I want to start with just the mindset of that for just a moment and talk about what that means when we say onboarding agreement before I actually go in and show it to you. Now, when I'm talking onboarding agreement, what we are looking at and what we are talking about is that we are really focused on language. When I mean language is every word that we say, the word contract. Contract is a scary word. Listing contract. We used to then go listing agreement. We used to go listing documents, all of this. So when we talk about our onboarding, and when we mean onboarding, right, instead of going, hey, I need you to sign this agreement, we're at the final piece, they're about to put pen to paper, all of this was designed, thank you, Desiree, yeah, because the verbiage is so important. We're trying to take something very spooky and scary, like a 19-page here in Denver listing agreement, and we're trying to not make it scary. And we're trying to maximize the relationship while we're there in person. And we're trying to maximize the time. Because I sat through thousands of listing appointments explaining a lengthy listing contract or agreement upside down. I had memorized it page by page, highlighting each section, pointing this, and then the verbiage was written in, you know, Mandarin and all of these things that was complicated to explain to the seller. And it was exhausting. And then I'll give credit where credit's due. I met with an extremely talented agent from Lance Loken's team down in Houston, Texas. And they were doing like 1,000 units at the time. And his one of his lead agents was doing like 300 listings a year. And I said, come again? Like, I go, how? I go, I knew how hard it was for me to do 130, 140. I used to have a beautiful head of hair. I mean, it was lovely, but it crushed me, right? I ended up having a nervous breakdown, woke up in Vegas, wasn't taking calls from anyone. I kind of just snapped. I had like 56 active listings at the time. So that didn't work. And it was because there was things to the system that weren't tweaked correctly. And once I understood how she was doing it and how she was every single appointment, leaving that appointment, they called it a commit to sell. instead of an onboarding agreement. So they gave us our first rendition of this called the commit to sell. And it was a one-page document. And this concept was, well, what if you could use a one-pager to get them to agree to work with you at the close that was warm and fuzzy and cute and cuddly? And then now you have a handshake, a handshake at the closing table, that piece of paper. You have a key for the lockbox. Your lockbox is now on the door. And now we can go and send them all of the documents via whatever we use CTM, but whatever DocuDotLoop or DocuSign or whatever company you use, with explanations and videos that explain the documents, or not even that, just send them the documents because you've already explained a lot of this during the presentation. And then if they have questions, they sign that. That blew my mind. I was like, well, that seems risky. And I go, is that one-page document even viably legal? We're going to talk about that, right? Like, what, it, you know, all of these different things. And what we found was, if we, and please write this down, remove the friction. If I can remove the friction of this process, so instead, I used to go to listing appointments and I would spread out all the marketing things I would do. And I'd be like, we've got this and check out this cool postcard we do. And I would do all of this stuff. And my listing package was thick because I was just like, I was selling value or selling my thought of what they thought would be value. And I wasn't selling a program or a strategy. So now we're skipping three important components today. We're not skipping them. It's only because we had so much time, but we're going through three components and ending up at the fourth, which is the crescendo of the entire orchestra. So without seeing the entire thing play out, you're probably going to be like, I don't understand some of these things, but I did want to talk closing techniques and closing practices. But this agreement, this one-page freedom agreement, gave us the ability to have more trust at the time when it mattered most, right before they picked up that pen. It made it simple, and it took about 20 minutes per listing appointment away from me, right? I was going from having to now do an hour and 20 minute appointment to an hour, and I'm just using vague numbers, right? 40 minutes from 60 minutes. So this is why it's so critical. Now, you saw the warning light earlier. Check with your local broker. They might even tell you, no, you really can't do this or you can't do that. I would always check with an attorney. A lot of times managing brokers, and I love you managing brokers, tell us no because they did things a certain type of way since you know, dinosaurs roamed the earth. The game has changed, right? The evolution of real estate has been changing for a long time. So I want to make sure, we talked about that devil. You got to shake that devil off your shoulder and go, I'm not going to listen to you. Limited thinking, can I and should I reduce the friction in my listing process and have a one-page onboarding agreement? You'll have to make that choice for yourself. Yes, exactly. Yeah, we are selling a program, a strategy, not us, not our resume. You can include that if you have a great resume, that's great. But we're not selling Matterport videos. We're not selling, I do this. And then because when that happens, it becomes very a la carte. And then that's where they go, well, I don't really care about the postcards. So can we do 2%? Can we drop your service fee down to, you know, nothing? Right. So that's in a whole nother class with all the other three components. So let's talk closing. Let's talk about this awesome document. So we're going to share this with you. We come from a place of complete abundance. It's one of our core values. So many helped me along the way. You know, again, only thing on this is the Sold in 65 logo and our Sold in 65 program is copyrighted to our Elite Home Partners real estate team. So you cannot call it Sold in 65. You can put your logo on it. You can change the verbiage around a little bit, but this is copyrighted to ours. But again, we stole it from someone else, not the Sold in 65, the concept. And then we kept improving it. We thought commit to sell, maybe you like that better than onboarding agreement. We liked onboarding agreement because we're onboarding you. Welcome to our new gym. We're just going to onboard you into our facility. So let's take a walk on through. It's just a lot nicer. It's softer. All of that. Yeah, absolutely. Yep. We're going to get you all of this. Not a worry. Anna will put instructions on where to locate it. Now, there's three big components of this document, all right? Number one, we're going to deliver a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Now, if you're not delivering a 100% guarantee, another decision you're going to need to make in your real estate business. Every listing we take, we have a 100% satisfaction guarantee that any time you can cancel the agreement unless we're under contract. And we have a sales conversation document that I will show you that explains how to do that conversation. And it makes you have integrity. It puts your money where your mouth is. You now, if you're competing against other agents going, well, you see, John and Susie, that what most agents out there do is they lock you into a 6-month, 12-month agreement because they're going to put a sign in your front yard and then hope and pray that somebody shows up. Now, John and Susie, I have based my entire business on integrity. So what I'm going to do is if any time you wake up tomorrow, you're not 100%, and I really wanted you to be 110% satisfied with my level of service and my exceptional experience that I'm going to provide you, I want you to cancel. We'll cancel the agreement at any time, unless, of course, we're under contract. If we're under contract, we're happy, we're on our way, we're going to be popping bottles at the closing table soon. Does that sound fair? Right? Boom. So there is practice with the conversation that has to come with this, but I'm going to show you how to utilize this one-page document. So that's a component of it. This also, of course, reduces all fear of signing the agreement. So remember, this is sitting in my padfolio. I've gone through step one, step two, step three, which is another, you can join our list like a boss or whatever it is thing that you want to learn that from. Now I'm at this final step of the close. I pull this document out. I've blocked every objection through my other three steps. So they're just sitting there. There's nothing we've already dealt with. Price, commission, days, marketing, all that has been covered. Strategy. Now this one pager comes out. And remember, we as professional listing specialists have to read upside down. But not a lot. Just a few documents that you need to master. So if you pull out this document and you're going to lean right up next to him and go, yeah, so it says on here that we offer right? No, this has got to be, what I say to do is read every word on this document if you're going to use it, record it on your phone and play it back from your memo button over and over until you brainwash yourself. It should be like butter, right? Just smooth, silky, you know it inside and out. Instead of trying to explain, I don't know, you can put it in the chat box, your area, how many pages is your listing contract or agreement, right? Instead of trying to explain 11, 19, 15 pages, right? We only have one document, we know how to deliver it, and we're ready to go. Now, the other piece on here is it sets the expectation and next steps. So you're going to see two paragraphs on here. And I know this is small. I'm going to go to a bigger version. And people are like probably squinting at it. They're trying to look at it. I'm going to show you a bigger version of it. And obviously, we're providing it there in the chat box for you. Now, there is a lot of nuance on this singular page. And I'm going to try to point this out to you as best as I can and really make sure we dive in onto this. So when we're looking at this document, first of all, pro tip, and you're going to see this pro tip later, but I'm going to give it twice. We want to make sure everything is filled out on this document that can be before we pull it out of our padfolio. For some of you that don't know what a padfolio is, it's your black notepad. There's a reason why we use black ones. It's because if you use brown ones, the leather and your hands get sweaty on an appointment and it looks gross. So there's a science behind everything, right? So your padfolio, you pull this out. It should already have the date on it, right? With your nicest handwriting you have. It would already have the address of their home on it. It will not have the price on it. You're seeing a fully completed one, right? I just wanted to get you a bigger version because you don't have the price because you haven't had that conversation yet. That comes in step three, which is another class, right? So price would not be in there. Your services, what you charge for your services, right? And we're allowed to talk about this. We checked with MAPS. You are allowed to charge as a selling listing agent a service fee. Is it negotiable? Yes, we can negotiate it up. Ours for our program and our team is 3.5%. Of course, it's completely negotiable. We can negotiate to 4.5, 5.5, 6.5, 7.5. During our other steps, we also explain to them that they can have an optional, that's a key word, please listen, optional buyer side compensation. Now, that's a whole nother class where we go through our net sheet. That's a whole nother piece. But now they've decided if they want to offer anything and then how much, right? And we have a whole technique to explain to them why it's such a value that they should have a very high optional buyer compensation. But that you wouldn't know that number yet because you haven't completed step three in the four-step process. So that would be blank as well. On this, at the very bottom, you would already have signed it, dated it, and then if you're meeting with one person, you're going to highlight where they need to sign and highlight where they need to date. I usually put a little X on both spots too. X marks the spot. I can't tell you how much there's nuance in this because every little piece matters because this is going to happen in 3 seconds when this document comes out. So this document comes out. You're going to go, okay, and our initial asking price, we decided to do $425, and that optional buyer-side compensation was 3.5%. There's no set standard, whatever it is, options 2.5, 4.5, 9.5, 0, whatever they decide. You're going to fill that in, and then you're going to go through these two programs. So now, Joe, now that we have gone through all of these, or now that... The step before this is what we call our onboarding worksheet. It's all the steps that we need to know, dogs, cats, showings, cleaners, all this stuff. That's another step, but we already, so now that we have all the information, the next piece is we're gonna do $425 at the initial asking price, whatever commission for the optional buyer side commission they decided on. And then Joe, the next piece here is we offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. So when you sign today and list with me, if you for any reason feel that in the future we're not the right fit, you're not 100% satisfied with my level of service, you can cancel at any time. The second paragraph here just states that by signing here, you're allowing me to start our Sold in 65 program and allowing us to onboard you into that program to net you the most money possible. So all I need is a signature right there next to your name and where it's highlighted, a date, and I need a key for the lockbox. And then I sit there and smile at them, right? And just wait and shut your mouth. Do not say anything else. It's going to be weird. They're going to look at each other. They're going to look at the ground. They're going to look at the sky. You know, give me a shout out in the chat box. You guys have, a lot of you have been there. Guys and gals have all been there, right? They go, can I run away? Everyone's natural instinct in this is we are taught from a young early age to resist anything, even if it's the right thing for us, because we always want to delay to going, I need more time to make a decision. I don't have enough time. I'm so scared. Right? So don't expect that. Fall in love with that awkwardness, right? When they're sitting there and they're like, my favorite is when they're talking about me, right? And they're like, so what do you think we should do? And I'm like, I can hear you because I'm 2 feet across a table from you, right? And they're like having this whole secret negotiation side by side. So you just, silence is powerful. I love that. We just sit there, pen is down, right by, and remember now psychology. Well, you've already signed it. Must be good. Highlight. Ooh, it's highlighted. Ooh, there's a little X next to it. Huh. All roads lead to the treasure map to you getting that signature. But it is a very nuanced, very critical moment. You would make 10,000, 15, 20, 50, 100, you know, again, 200,000. I mean, some of you are doing luxury homes. Right there. You don't do this part at a high level. Now, some of you are going, I don't have to do any of this because all I do is center of influence business and I list my families and I always give them a discount on my commission because they're friends and family and work smarter, not harder. You want a big business, a big life, you're going to need to have more people than just your center of influence that you're doing business with. Of course, that's great, but we always want to get new customers. I always say this, if you had a restaurant that you only served your friends and family, you're going to make a lot of money. We want to serve as many wonderful diners as possible, right? So, and we want to get our value every time. This right here, you notice that the 3.5% service fee for what we charge, right, is standard. It's on there. It is what my expectation is of value. Now, is it negotiable? Of course it is, right? We can negotiate it up. But when this is done right, we're not even focused on this. When you see this onboarding worksheet, where is your eye drawn to? Even the way that it's big at the bottom, where the signature lines are, that's where we're drawing their attention to. Not because we're trying to sneak around, it's just psychology. We've got this, this, and this, and I need you to sign here. And that's it. Now, people are going, in this presentation, as they do this, I don't say anything about the other documents that are necessary at this point, because this is what we're focused on, this. You don't have to go, so all you're going to sign this today, but then I'm going to send you about 700 documents that you're going to need to sign via e-signature. That comes after they sign and after I have that beautiful key in my hand, right? And I go, excellent. So now that we've onboarded you into our program, you're going to receive by email some state-required documents that I'll need you to review in eSign. Now, I've included a little video on each one that has me in it and kind of takes you through it. But if you still have any questions, I'm available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, whatever you want to say. Depends, you know, if you want to have a life or not. I didn't. I just wanted to have a lot of money. So I'd say 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Or you can just say, call me during normal business hours and we'll get it taken care of. Or if you're on a team, we have, you know, virtual assistants, wonderful transaction managers, all of those things. And, you know, they do it for you. But don't bring that up before you have the signature. It's all about this one pager at this moment. Okay. Whew. Can we do this? Okay. I'm going to go through your question here in a second, Michael, but can we do this? It's a yes or no. Thank you. Thanks, Chet. Appreciate you, buddy. All right. Yes, we can do this. Do we have to remove that devil off of our shoulder saying all the reasons why it won't work in my market? Yes. Right? Loken's doing it. We did it for 400 some odd clients. Loken's doing it for 1,100 different version, right? You decide, you get to decide what you call it, but we it was an evolution for us of how we got to these names, right? So the next piece is we're going to provide you with the conversations that explain the satisfaction guarantee. So thank you very much. So that's in the chat box now. We have our entire conversation book that you can use, customize, I don't know, not use, whatever. But so much of this is not what you say. It is how you say it and how you deliver it. And remember, anytime we're talking agreements, we go into our hostage negotiation voice, right? We are trying to get the people out. We're trying to get the person to not jump off the building. So tonality is so critical when we do this. We got to talk slow because remember, you're nervous and I still get nervous on listing appointments, right? You're interviewing for a job to get money and you have a clock kind of ticking on you and there's, you know, you feel like you have this spotlight on you and you're like, right? And there's a lot of moving pieces. But if you're practiced and you've done enough of your sales conversation role play, you can breathe, take that deep breath, slow it down, and use these powerful tools to explain to them why they should trust you and work with you. Now, if I was like, just trust me, right? Very different. So I'm going to be in my, you know, my Sunday slow jam voice, right? It's like, hey, welcome to Sunday Slow Jams. My name is Brendan, and we're just here to sign some documents. That's really creepy. Don't sound that weird, but right, we're slowing it down, slowing it down. Use their name a lot. Their name provides dopamine to their brain that goes ding, ding, ding. I like me. I like my name. He keeps saying my name, so he must know that I'm awesome, right? So John, Brian, Susie, you know, Stacy, John and Stacy, whoever we're talking to, use their name a lot. Not too much where it's creepy. Again, everything's moderation, but it's going to make them feel trust, trust, trust. Okay? Now, that's a bigger version of it. I probably could have had that up during that conversation. Thank you, Anna. I will follow the directions next time. But yeah, this is a version of it. That's in the book that we're giving you there for free. Now, our entire conversation book, you can scan this or click the link. Anna says some people like QR codes more than links, so we're giving it to you both ways. But you can get that entire version of that for you. If I can ever do anything to help you, please don't hesitate to call or email. Have a wonderful day and have a powerful week of taking listings. See you, everyone.